Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is another episode of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here for the first week in December, an overview of the news, first of all, that affects family farmers. And then we're going to meet and discuss on the program what a crop advisor does and how he or she may help you with Sally Fliss, who is in the nutrient management business. I think the sustainability side of it is very interesting, and we'll get into that and how it may help you on your farm as we move into another item of focus here. But right now, let me focus on some of the news things that affects all of us who are family farmers. The state of Washington is concerned because they are now at 95%. That is the population of farm workers. 95% of them come from outside the state of Washington. Now, whether they need, I think the implication here is that there are foreign workers, foreign farm workers, but and I don't think it's not right at the core of the story. I just see the stat of 95% of the workers coming from outside of Washington. I'm going to bet there are a number of workers that come from California. And yeah, there are a lot of illegals and there are a lot of people that are migrating or coming across the border and some people that are coming with the H-2A program. But it's startling. The reason that I bring it up is because I think it's an amazing number to think of how few Americans, American natives, people who grew up on farms are still working on the farm. I just find this statistic just pretty much pretty amazing. Number of farmers who are vaccinated, are those numbers out, the focus once again on vaccines and that sort of thing because of what's happening with that South African variant. Actually, that's not true, by the way. It isn't. It's been mislabeled by the news media. What else is new? That it is the South African variant. It began in Belgium. And it happened that it was brought on a couple of planes to Africa. The South Africans have investigated it, and they're the ones who've discovered what it's all about. So to blame the South Africans seems rather short-sighted or illogical or just plain wrong. So I'm interested. I'm always happy to straighten that sort of thing out if I can. The agriculture industry providing much more than 3 meals a day. I was looking at some of the agricultural research that's being done on employment. Back again to the 90, that's where I get the 95% of Washington state farm workers are from outside of the state. Over 10% of U.S. employment is in farming. Now, there's an interesting stat there because supposedly fewer than 2% of us make our living on the farm. However, 10% of employment has to do somewhere or another with the food industry, the agriculture industry. You know, when you think about if you even think about it, and we certainly do here because we're connecting farms, families, and foods together. That's our mission. But the economic driver when it comes to having 3 meals a day, 3 square meals a day, and what it does to the overall economy, the employment number includes people working in restaurants. I know that. It's just interesting that the agriculture and the connection to agriculture is statistically as high as it is. The agriculture industry encompassing more, I guess maybe that's what I'm trying to underscore here, agriculture, food-related industries, and that's the restaurant business. And also, there are 19 million full and part-time jobs related in one way or another to agriculture or food or both. When we get to direct on-farm employment, that's about 2.6 million jobs, 1.4% of U.S. employment, but employment in agriculture and food-related industries supporting 17 million jobs, food services, eating and drinking places, that sort of thing. I mean, that's where a lot of the jobs are for sure. Food and beverage stores, 3.5 million jobs there. Remaining ag-related industries add up to another like 3.5 million jobs. I'm looking at a website that has the totals broken down here. For agriculture industry itself, that's pretty good news, actually, when you compare to the data from a number of years ago. 16 million full-time ag people in 2012. As I said, now it's up to 19 million. So that's a good stat. But you know what? One of the other problems is that there aren't enough people to fill all these jobs now. I was talking to somebody else about that. I've been traveling this week and was talking to some farmers over in Hawaii who are having a horrible time getting people. They have a lot of natives over there that are working in the food and ag businesses. But they also, you know, they find themselves with people, even though the benefits have run out, there are just some people who have found it, you know, easier to take what little income they have and not work. I don't understand that philosophy, but that's the way it is. So continuing with the stats here for a second, when it comes to agriculture, food, and related industries, $1.1 trillion in the U.S. Gross Domestic Product Department. That was a 5.2% share of the entire amount of money that we spend. The output of American farms contributing $136 billion to this. That's about 0.6% of the gross domestic product. The overall contribution of agriculture to the annual GDP is larger than 0.6%, however, when you get to agriculture, well, the related things and how the sectors that are related, food and beverage manufacturing, food and beverage stores, food services, eating services, that sort of thing. So just it's kind of an interesting reality to understand. I was watching, I took a plane ride this week from Hawaii back to the mainland, and I was watching on the screen the story of various foods and how they were developed. The Hershey Company and how that started in Hershey, Pennsylvania. The Coca-Cola Company and how that got started. Really pretty amazing how the food industry has, you know, the pieces get fit together, if you will. The other item that I have here, I think I'll save it for my commentary later on in the hour. The proposal from the EPA on water regulations. That's something that's in my craw, and it ought to be in a lot of your craws. So we'll get to that in a few minutes, and then we're going to meet Sally Fliss, who is a certified crop advisor here on this week's American Family Farmer. Although this has been another challenging year as we look back around the globe for 2021, our resilience, flexibility evident in Project Management Institute's list of the 50 most influential projects of this past year. And if you'd like to know how they all fit together, here's Yasmine Guignard to tell you the rest of the story.
Whether fully remote or hybrid, the workforce continues to innovate in the most challenging times. To highlight progress across multiple industries in 2021, the Project Management Institute, PMI, has unveiled its third annual 50 Most Influential Projects list. Brantley Underhill, Managing Director, North America for PMI.
Our most influential projects list celebrates the project managers turning the boldest of ideas into reality, from commercial spaceflight to revolutionizing renewable energy.
Together, the honored projects showcase how projects and the changemakers behind them are changing the world we live in.
The teams behind these projects showed how collaboration and creativity can deliver groundbreaking outcomes and positive social impact. These breakthrough projects touch every part of our world and every aspect of human endeavor.
See the full list at mip.pmi.org.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Pair it with a Simply Orange Juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange Juice. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King and contains vitamin C to boost immune health. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Hey, Chris, it's Leo. We're going to need some backup on Friday night, okay?
Leo's Limos needs to say, I do, to four commercial drivers.
You booked another wedding on Saturday?
Before wedding season.
No. I'll make it work.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the American Family Farmer Program. As we continue on, I'm Doug Steffen with Sally Fliss, who is a certified crop advisor, a senior manager, sustainability fields with Nutrient Ag Solutions. So let's start with that, Sally. How does a nice young lady like you, I'm assuming that you're a nice young lady. I hope that's the case. I'm sure that's the case. How have you gotten into this field? Are you a farm kid?
No, actually, grew up working on farms. My dad always worked in ag retail, and so grew up going out taking soil samples with him, working on farms, showing dairy cows, that kind of stuff. Grew up in Vermont, and just kind of stuck with it. Went to school at University of Wisconsin-Madison to get my undergrad and my master's in dairy science and agronomy, and then did my PhD work at the University of Vermont in plant and soil science, and have just really enjoyed working with growers, helping them on this sustainability journey.
So understanding a young woman from Vermont and that state's agricultural background, women getting more involved in not just dairy but agriculture in general, was that an easier time, do you think, for you, or when you go through the list of some of the women in ag, a lot of women becoming vets, for example. A lot of women getting doctorates in various aspects of agricultural management. So how do you think all those pieces fit together these days?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting to observe through my career. So when I went to my first agronomy, crops, and soil science meeting, I remember being really surprised at how few females were there. When I was at my first dairy science association meetings, it was very different, much more balanced, a lot more females involved in the animal side. But as the sustainability aspects have become such a big part of the agronomy, crops, and soils fields, there's really been a big shift of more women involved in that sustainability aspect, whether it's with ag retailers or it's with nonprofits or other organizations that help growers with sustainability.
With the concentration going away from, and this is one of the things I'm trying to address here on this program, I don't support big ag at all. As a matter of fact, this program is the antithesis of that. And I kind of want to see how, I'm guessing you've maybe been able to blend both the big and the smaller worlds together. Let's find out how that works as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Sally Fliss is with us from Nutrient Ag Solutions. That's their website, NutrientAgSolutions.com. After we've spent some time together, you'd be intrigued to learn more about how she might be able to help you out and what her role would be. Then help yourself to the website, NutrientAgSolutions.com. So what do you bring to this world? The concentration of ownership in farms has become a real problem, as you can hear from my approach to talking about ag. I'm a family farmer, grew up on the farm kind of like you did, and I didn't see many women working on the farm when I was a kid growing up, which is something that has changed, as we've acknowledged. I think that women are better. When I was milking cows, I went out of my way to find women to milk the cows, because I think the women are better with the animals. They just have a better connection, and that may seem sort of simplistic, but my experience is my experience. I would much prefer to have a woman around the animals than men. I have a woman manager on my farm now, and she takes care of the calves and the heifers. And I just think that it's better. And she has some education, but not as much as you do. But so back to the question, what do you think you're bringing now as the world of agriculture becomes more concentrated? How do you blend working with a small family farmer and the big ag businesses?
Yeah, so Nutrien is the largest ag retailer. Nutrien Ag Solutions is the largest ag retailer in the U.S., so we are a big ag company. But how we blend that with all of our different customer types, because we serve customers that are smaller family farms all the way up through some of these large land handling companies, is that all of it goes back to the field. You know, all the management decisions we make for sustainability, for profitability, for getting that grower where they need to be in production, goes back to the individual field, because each field is unique. So it's really whether we're dealing with a grower that's managing 15 acres on a small holding, you know, CSA-type farm or something like that, all the way up to some of the growers we're working with tens of thousands of acres. It's got to be managed at an individual field level to really get the social, economic, and environmental benefit out of the management.
Some people might, after listening to you for a few minutes here, think you're a glorified soil tester.
We do a lot of soil tests. But it is the way we like to think about it is every field needs a whole acre solution. And so there's something that should be considered or managed or monitored in that field every day of the year. You know, how much rainfall was there this year? How much snowfall? Did the ground freeze? All those things are going to impact nutrient applications. They're going to impact pesticide use. They're going to impact what crop ends up in that field. It's that constant evaluation and adaptive and active management to try and decide what is right to happen in that field. And we use all kinds of tools. We've got remote sensing. We've got drone footage that we use. We use your traditional soil tests. We use high density soil testing. And in our carbon work, we do some pretty crazy soil samples where we're taking a 2-inch core that's 12 inches deep, in order to look at the carbon profile of that field and figure out the opportunities for that grower to be in a carbon credit type market.
Yeah,
there is a lot
like
of soil testing, but
yeah,
there's also a ton of tools we use every day to make these decisions.
Sort of reminds me of encountering a Conservation Commission person who's doing soil testing or drilling into the soil, getting core samples out of it, except they don't know, at least the people that I come across, haven't got a clue. They don't have anywhere near the knowledge that you do, and so they jump to conclusions which become problems for farmers, which we'll talk about. We're trying to fill your head with solutions for various problems, and I know soil nutrition is certainly one of them that we're all concerned about, whether we're dairy or whether in the produce business. So we'll continue with Sally Fliss in just a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, holiday traditions.
They're the best.
Agreed. So I went to Kohl's and got 40% off Cuddle Duds throws for movie night and 40% off outerwear.
Ooh, for caroling?
More like sledding. Also got an Amazon Echo Show 8 so the kids can bake with Grandma.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That was the extra 25% I saved and the Kohl's cash I got.
I take it saving's one of your favorite traditions, too.
You know it.
Select styles. Offers end December 8th. Some exclusions apply. Amazon coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The new COVID variant Omicron has been identified in the United States. A person in California who traveled to South Africa recently has tested positive. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We knew that it was just a matter of time before the first case of Omicron would be detected in the United States.
He said that person is fully vaccinated and is now experiencing some mild symptoms.
My colleagues on the medical team and others have been saying we know what we need to do to protect people.
The White House says Americans not yet vaccinated should do so, and those people who are eligible for a booster shouldn't wait. The Biden administration is expected to extend mask requirements on public transit, including planes, trains, and buses, through mid-March due to the new variant. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris announced a new framework for space policy aimed at addressing growing threats in space posed by other nations, space debris, and also climate change. Harris outlined the framework before the U.S. National Space Council, which she chairs in Washington, D.C., during her first meeting with the council. She took aim at Russia in clear terms during her address. The new space policy framework comes on the heels of a Russian anti-satellite test on November 15th, which destroyed one of Russia's own satellites and created a cloud of space debris that continues to threaten astronauts and cosmonauts on the International Space Station. Harris said the Russian test was an irresponsible act which endangered the satellites of other nations as well as astronauts at the space station. She said the new space policy must demand responsibility from all spacefaring nations. Harris also focused remarks on science and technology education and on NASA's efforts to track and combat climate change. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said during the meeting that the Department of Transportation, through the FAA, will address space safety and orbital debris through new regulations. The new U.S. Space Priorities Framework, announced by Harris, says the U.S. will demonstrate how space activities can be conducted in a responsible, peaceful, and sustainable manner. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Moving back into the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. This week, having a conversation with Dr. Sally Fliss. Do people call you Dr. Fliss? You got a PhD. You were telling me that.
Nobody does. And so when people do, I'm sometimes not sure who they're talking about. Usually everybody just calls me Sally. I guess I should ask for people to call me Dr. Fliss more.
Well, you could do that. You could have your husband underscore that. This is my wife, Dr. Fliss, over your children if you have them. You know, I think that's part of people need to be kind of recognized for all the work that they've done. It sounds like you've done an awful lot to be able to be. And more people are getting better trained. So I suppose that's better for us all the way around. Yes?
Yeah, and that's where the CCA program, the Certified Crop Advisor Program, has so much value is it makes us all stay up to date on what's going on in the world of agriculture. We have to get credits in pest management, crop management, soil and water management, and nutrient management every year in order to keep our certification. And so it really makes you have to listen to the stuff to keep up to date. For me, for example, pest management is not my cup of tea. It's not my thing I work on a lot. And so because I have to get those credits for being a CCA, I at least have the background knowledge to have a conversation and know when a grower needs to find a more expert pest management person than myself. But it makes me know what's going on in policy, in use, in new or emerging pests across the landscape because I've got to have that requirement for my certification.
Mm-hmm. So as I look around, one of my commentaries today is going to focus on the proposed water rules In my estimation, this is a return to the overreaching regulations of the Obama era, when the EPA was completely out of control. At least they were curbed somewhat. I mean, we get into these political realities, and now the environmental protection movement has become almost like a religion, like climate change. And certainly there have been abuses over the years. Certainly part of the concern that good farmers should have is what happens to the nutrients when they're applied to the soil. Do they stay there and do their work, or do they, you know, cause problems when they run off? I don't know whether that's something that you deal with or not, but it'd be worth a comment if you are dealing in those areas with your clients.
Yeah, and that's an area I've really been involved in my whole career. So my first job, I worked with growers in New York and Vermont to write nutrient management plans around based on keeping phosphorus in the field, whether it's coming from an animal manure or commercially purchased and applied fertilizer. And we still work on that kind of stuff now. So we've got pilot projects we're working on now where we're trying to monetize that good nutrient management beyond just the economic value of, you know, if you keep the fertilizer or the nutrients you apply in the field, the crop takes them up and you get a return on that investment, right? Versus if you apply them and they're lost to surface or groundwater, you got to replace them. The crop still needs them, whether, you know, if they get lost to some other pathway, the crop still needs them to grow to its optimum productivity. So we are now looking at how can we take those growers that are doing a really good job with nutrient management and keeping nitrogen and phosphorus in the field, monetize that reduced loss of nitrogen and phosphorus from the field through different crediting programs with a few of the pilots we're working on this year.
Mm-hmm. So when it comes to using natural organic stuff, I would not be, and this is nothing to do with you, although it sounds like I could use your help on my farm in any number of ways. I've got about 800 acres of hayland and cropland that I use, along with the dairy pasture land that I have, about 94 acres of that on my home farm. And you can use something. I apply, I don't use and haven't used for a long, long time, chemical fertilizers. I have a big composting business, and I use about 100 tons of compost on corn land and stuff every year. And honestly, I don't know, I probably shouldn't admit this, I don't know what the composition really is of the composting. What I used to do was mix up a witch's blue, a brew of pig manure, chicken manure, cow manure, and horse manure. And then I composted it. I used some bone meal and other things, even human waste. I mixed it all together, and it seemed to do well, especially the corn fields did well with it. I haven't really used it on hayland, but I'm going to try because I got so much of it that's being generated by my partner on my farm. But I guess I would wonder how you would deal with someone like me who doesn't want to use commercial fertilizers but still wants to enhance the value of what I'm putting into the soil because I don't want to take out more than is put in.
Yeah, it all comes back to that testing piece, right? So you want to test what you're applying. You want to test the field. And then we know from all the years of university research work how much, what the crop needs are for, you know, those primary nutrients, N, P, and K. It sounds like with the mix you're making, you're probably doing a really good job of supplying micronutrients, so you wouldn't see deficiencies there. A concern or a thing I always ran into with any manure use is there doesn't tend to be quite as much nitrogen there as there is phosphorus and potassium. So if you're applying to meet nitrogen needs, then you're probably over-applying phosphorus and potassium. Potassium's not such a big deal. If you're in a dairy, then on your hayland, you could potentially run into dry cow problems of high too much potassium in your hay. But in the corn, silage or corn grain, it's not going to be a big deal. And actually, higher potassium probably is going to bump your yields up. But the phosphorus can be a concern because as you load the soils with the phosphorus, then you can get into some of those surface water phosphorus losses that cause those nasty, smelly algal blooms that nobody likes all summer. So nitrogen, that nitrogen and phosphorus balance tends to be the biggest challenge in systems where there isn't any commercial fertilizer use, because it's just not the right balance. But maybe with the blend you're putting together, you're getting closer to the right balance for what the crop needs. But it comes back to testing that product before you apply it, and balancing it with what's in the field and what the crop needs.
I saw somewhere, so if I went out and bought a bunch of ammonia and put it in my sprayer, I could I could probably do what I needed to do. Have you ever had anybody? I mean, it seems simple, but isn't ammonia mostly what the nitrogen? Isn't that the same as nitrogen, liquid nitrogen, in a sense?
Yeah. So we sell lots of different forms of nitrogen fertilizers. There's solids, liquids, and gases. So most fertilizer starts out as that gas ammonia form, and then we process it into different types. You know, really depends on what the grower or what you have for equipment capabilities. If you've got access to a custom applicator, that might be able to apply a different form than what you're interested in. And what do you need? I mean, if you're only looking for 20 pounds an acre and you're doing a pesticide application, maybe it's easiest to just have a liquid nitrogen carrier with that pesticide application instead of running across the field with another piece of equipment. And that's the thing we always try and balance as we think about these whole acre solutions, are the positive and negative of every practice change we make, right? Because we don't want to make one practice change thinking it's going to solve all our problems, because as you know, as a farmer, it's never that simple.
No, nothing simple on the farm. I want to ask you about your neutrality, and I'll explain that in a matter of moments. Nutrient Ag Solutions is the website, nutrientagsolutions.com, where you can find Sally Fliss. The continuing conversation in a moment will focus on that sales neutrality. Right now, something I'm selling that I'm also buying, and that's Calitrin, the weight loss formula that really, really works. No matter what time of year you're being careful or conscious of how you look and whether you're putting on the extra pounds, we know this time of year it's exaggerated. There's no question. No matter what you do for a living, no matter where you are in the country or where you are in the world, this is a time of celebration. So for me and for you, the idea here or the challenge is, what do we do to keep it from being really out of control? And so that's where Calitrin comes in as a success story. There are so many of them, thousands at the website, toploss.com. You can use that as a reference point. Look for somebody who looks just like you, who's got your experience, who's gone through what it is that you're going through, and has dealt with the psychology of it, the physicality of it, and come to the conclusion that America's number one choice for a healthy weight loss, keeping the weight off, is Calitrin, an all-natural product. You can see the results on your own body. You can see the stories at toploss.com of people who have had success. And so figure it out for yourself. Get the secret to Calitrin success by trying it yourself. Nothing could be easier to buy right now with the limited specials they have. You can buy as much as you want and get a duplicate number without having to pay any more for it. That's the deal, using the DJV code. Check it out. Find out how you can benefit from keeping the weight off. Staying on the program keeps the weight off. That's what you need. Support after you lose it, that's great, but then keep it off. This is how this program works and the product itself. Calitrin, find it at toploss.com. And when you check out, you don't have to pay for shipping either when you use the discount code DJV.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This report is sponsored by IBM. A new global plan to provide 30 million people of all ages with new skills needed for modern jobs by 2030 was recently unveiled by IBM. The company announced more than 170 new academic and industry partnerships to expand access to career education and sought-after technical roles. In the United States, IBM is partnering with new partners to offer training that can prepare the workforce for the future of work. IBM's plan to educate 30 million people includes collaborations with universities, government, employment agencies, and NGOs. IBM provides access to free resources like IBMSkillsBuild.org, while agencies provide job search assistance. Justina Nixon is with IBM.
Preparing for careers is more than just studying coursework. It's also working with mentors, getting experience, earning credentials, and pinpointing local hiring trends. These kinds of resources will help IBM prepare 30 million people for exciting careers by 2030. This will be especially useful for underrepresented communities.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/skills.
Back for a few more minutes with Sally Fliss. This is an interesting, I find it very compelling conversation. I'm glad we had the opportunity to meet and talk about these things, Sally. So I suggested that perhaps we ought to talk about how you are sales neutral. Let's say you go, or you're talking to somebody like me who doesn't want to buy the nutrients, but yet I want your help. How does that work? Can you go test and work for people and tell them what's in their soil without having to sell them something?
Yeah, we work with growers across the spectrum. I've worked with organic growers, I've worked with conventional growers, I've worked with a whole variety of crops across the country. And we really just want to help that grower be successful. Mm-hmm. There may not be a fit the first time we visit you for everything that we have to offer. But we have good, strong services in soil sampling or digital services to help you manage farm records. And we have a wide variety of products. One of the advantages of having the large footprint that we have is the access to products. So we have organic products that we have access to. We have conventional products. We have biostimulants. We have other soil additives in addition to your regular standard everyday commercial fertilizer products. So we really strive to have what any variety of grower might need and have the crop consultants and the services to help growers succeed in the field.
Right. I think that's really the idea. Whether you're a small farmer, a large farmer, a lot of the people that were using the same soil, you can use the same. We all see it all over the country. Use the same soil every year. Crop rotation sometimes is a factor, but also what you put in. You know, there are a lot of people who see bad results when they use some of these heavy chemical things like Roundup, frankly. Look at the soil and it doesn't look like it's even alive versus the stuff that can come from using some of the more natural nutrients. So at any rate, there's a lot to be learned here. Check Sally out at NutrientAgSolutions.com. You've been very helpful in helping me understand. I know what I'm going to do. I wouldn't mind having you come down and check out some of my land in Massachusetts. You're not that far away, so perhaps we'll explore that in the future. Sally, thanks very much. Appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Not too early to wish that on folks as well.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. I have a reminder in front of me each week when I'm doing this program to help you understand what it is that goes into this conversation that we have every week, every day. I'm looking for things to talk to you about in my own experience on the farm, like I'm having to do now, finding a vet to dehorn calves that I have. We do our own dehorning when the calves are younger. But I happened to buy a couple of calves this past spring who were yearlings that had been disbudded, but it didn't work. So the horns are back again, and they are too big to do. All those of you who try to do this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They're too big now for me to do on my own. So I'm going to bring a vet into the area. It's hard to find vets anymore, at least in my neck of the woods. So I've been told that it's like $25 a horn. But if you've ever done it or seen it done, it's very ticklish. So again, I don't like the idea of burning the horns when they're younger, but it's the most efficient way of doing it. And you've got to make sure that you have painkillers and that sort of thing to do it on your own. But with the older heifers, there is this, you literally cut them off with a saw, and then you have to make sure that there's a blood supply in there that has to be cauterized, and the vet really is the best person to do it, unless you got somebody who really knows what they're doing. I wouldn't chance it, frankly, at this point, but I'm sort of interested in the fact that there are so few people who are doing it now, although a lot of the semen is polled, so I have to worry about that. But some of the places I get calves, I actually don't know when I get them. If I get them when they're a few days old or a few weeks old, you don't know. It takes a month or so for them to develop or start developing their horns. And then, you know, you need to deal with it early on so there's not a problem. You never deal with it in the summertime. It's always in the early spring or the late fall so the flies don't get in there and make a mess. But then anybody who's been doing that knows that that's what you're supposed to do. I'm interested in these water rule regulations that are coming from the EPA and the two points of view that are coming from the two major farm organizations. National Farmers Union thinks the water rule regulations, the new EPA regulations, are fabulous. The American Farm Bureau Federation says it's a horror show. And I'm in agreement with the American Farm Bureau in this instance. I think that the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed rule to replace the navigable waters protection rule that was put into place when Trump was president is asinine. It's ridiculous. It's hurtful to farmers. It's just stupid to come onto my farm and look at a puddle in the driveway and say that's a waterway and to have jurisdiction over it. There are certain things that anybody with common sense you'd think would come to the conclusion this doesn't make any sense. But in government, in the terms that you look at these people, these kids that come out of these schools who don't know from nothing about nothing, really and truly, and I don't mean that to sound pejorative, but really it is I'm dealing with it now in my town where there aren't a lot of farms, and there's this new kid who just got out of school who's trying to make trouble for a friend of mine who's got a farm, and she wants to, he was putting in a riding rink, and this woman wanted to test the soils before she allowed him to do it. And he came to me and said, "What should I do?" I said, "Just do it." Right to farm bill doesn't give them the right to screw around with you, but to take the position that we're going to drill into the soils to find out what's there before you do something. I said, they can ask me what's there. I know what's there. I was on that land for almost 55 years, so I know exactly what's there. But it's everywhere. Government is overreaching everywhere. So how the National Farmers Union supports this, they say it's good for farmers and good for the soil, et cetera, et cetera. But it's so complicated. The interim water rule is overreaching. The regulations create a major permit backlog for the federal government, long delays for farmers who are working to keep America fed. I know that the Farm Bureau said that they were concerned. The EPA is bringing back the nexus test, case-by-case test that threatens to unfairly regulate large areas of private land. The EPA has no business in there whatsoever. So my advice to you is that you get to your congressman, get to your senator, and make sure they know that you are against this policy, and they can be into the, you know, they can go after the EPA themselves in terms of regulations. So, an important thing to be considered. That's my point of view. Those are my thoughts as we conclude another hour of conversation for this week on the American Family Farmer.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.